朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
好的，我们弟兄姊妹们请起立。
Brothers and sisters, please rise.
我们一起来攻读圣经主的话语。
Let's come and read scripture, God's word.
我们从书卷名开始读，请哥林多前书15章1到4节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。 Let's read in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you.Unless you believe in them. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Please be seated. 求神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。
The Lord bless those who read the word.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
今年也是我们教会以福音为主题的一年。
And this year is themed around the gospel.
领人归主。
And we're to bring people to the Lord.
我们传什么样的福音？
What is the gospel that we proclaim?
在复活节的时候，我们一同来思想一下。
So on the day of the resurrection, let us come and contemplate.
有没有可能我们传一个没有复活的福音？
Is it possible for us to proclaim the gospel without resurrection?
是不是有的人信一个没有复活的福音？
Is it possible for someone to believe in the gospel without the resurrection?
或者虽然我们不断地说复活，不断地谈复活，
And even if we continue to discuss about the resurrection,
但是在我们的信仰当中，
But in our faith,
但是在我们的所言所行里面，
In our actions, in our speeches,
我们好像没有复活一样。
Is it as if you're still dead?
刚才我们已经说了，这不是复活节的标志。
I would say that this is not the symbol for Easter.
空的坟墓才是复活的标志，复活节的标志。那么我们也晓得复活节是基督信仰当中最重要的节日。
We do understand that Easter is the most important day in Christianity.
它是非常如此的重要，以至于我们一年不是只庆祝一次。
It is about most important such that we are not celebrating it once a year.
我们一年庆祝52次。
And we celebrate it 52 times a year.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为每个礼拜天主日，
Because every Sunday is the Lord's day.
都是主复活纪念的日子。
It is the day to remember that the Lord is risen.
而更进一步的来讲，
And to press that further,
实在的在我们生命当中每一天，
Each and every day of our lives,
我们都在纪念，我们都在见证主的复活。
We're remembering and we're witnessing the resurrection of the Lord.
那么为什么有的时候我们传福音？
Why is it that we preach the gospel?
或者我们信福音？
Or that we believe in the gospel?
我们常常忽略复活呢？
Yet we neglect the resurrection.
主耶稣不是这样的。
This is not the case for Jesus.
今年年初的时候，我们英文堂我们 Samuel 牧师说能不能够推荐一本书我们在英文堂当中大家一起来读一读，跟教会主题有关。
In the beginning of the year, there was a request to see if there's a book that can be recommended to be read.
那我就推荐了一本叫做《耶稣所传的福音》。
And I recommended a book, The Gospel by Jesus Christ.
这是 John MacArthur, 约翰麦克阿瑟牧师所写的一本非常好的书。
And this is a well-written book by Pastor John MacArthur.
那我们就来看看 The Gospel According to Jesus 是怎么回事。
So then what is the Gospel According to Jesus?
耶稣基督在福音书当中
In the Gospel
每一次讲到他的十字架
Each and every time he speaks of the cross
每次讲到他要去受苦
He speaks of his suffering
他要去受死
And he's going to die
他就一定会再提另外一件事情。
At the same time, he's going to mention yet another thing.
什么事情呢
？What is that？
他要复活。
That he's going to live.
我们一起来看。
Let's see this.
马太十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，然后第三日复活。
So from the day Jesus began to show his disciples that he might go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
然后我们来看一看彼得的反应。
Let's see what's the response from Peter.
彼得这位快人快语的大师兄。
Peter who takes a high position within the disciples and yet he's very quick with his words.
我们很多弟兄姊妹知道前面一段的对话我们就不详细的去重复了。
So we'll now repeat something that's familiar to us.
前面主耶稣有夸奖他的。
Jesus did praise him.
然后到这个地方，他突然呢就拉着耶稣，然后就开始劝耶稣。
And yet suddenly, Peter took Jesus aside and began to, in a sense, rebuke Jesus.
主啊，万不可如此啊。
Like, Lord, that shall not be it. That shall not happen to you.
Basically, 基本上他就在跟耶稣这么说。
And so essentially, he's saying,
第一个词就是主。
Saying Lord,
然后就是 no 不
saying no,
对吧
Is that right?
这里是不是一个矛盾一个讽刺呢
Is it a contradiction?
前面如果跟他说的是你是主
If you're saying that you are Lord,
那后面我们只能说一个词是什么
What's the following term that we have to say?
我们只能说 yes.
You can only say yes.
但他这里说 no.
Here he says no.
那他我说 no 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 不可如此，他到底说不可如此什么呀
？So what is Peter saying that no this shall not happen to you? What is that?
他是在跟耶稣说，你可千万不能复活。
Is Peter saying that you cannot come back to life?
这个讲不通，对不对
？It's hard to reconcile that.
他为什么会跟耶稣说 no 呢
？So why would he say no to Jesus?
在一方面是他心里面没有真正把耶稣当主。
On the one hand, he's not really regarded Jesus as Lord.
他说耶稣，你其他方面都很棒的。
Saying you're Jesus, you're excellent in all other ways.
在这个方面我比你清楚。
But on this aspect, I am third than you are.
那你得听我的。
So you got to listen to me.
可是实际上他根本没有听耶稣，没听明白耶稣讲什么。
At the same time, is that Peter has not heard clearly what Jesus has said.
耶稣讲我要第三日复活，对他来说是耳旁风。
Jesus said, I'm going to be raised the third day, but to Peter, that's just empty words.
这个重点他听到的是什么呢
?The emphasis that Peter caught on.
他听到耶稣要去被杀。
Is that he's to be killed.
在彼得的观念当中。
In, the perspective coming from Peter.
他只明白那个狭义的狭隘的那个十字架还没有被宝血所分别那个十字架。
He could only understand the cross from the narrow definition of the cross. He couldn't understand it from one that has been cleansed by the sacred blood.
他不懂
He doesn't understand.
哪里有人会复活呢
How can anyone come back to life?
倒是有很多人被处死
In fact, many people were executed.
所以他很热心说这事千万不要临在你身上
And so he was his zeal and said, this shall not be this shall not happen to you.
那然后我们看耶稣是怎么回答他呢
So let us look at how Jesus replied.
为什么在前面主耶稣那样的夸奖彼得
？So Jesus had praised him before.
然后几节之后这样一个对话，主跟他说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。
”And now a few verses of recording later, here get behind me, Satan.
他变成了绊耶稣脚的。
All of a sudden, he becomes a stumbling block.
因为他如果拦阻耶稣受死
，Because if he is to be It is to obstruct Jesus from being killed.
他也就被拦阻耶稣的复活，对吗
？Then he's going to obstruct the resurrection of Christ.
那然后后面主讲一句话非常有意思。
And what Jesus said after that is very interesting.
主就讲了一个生命的悖论。
He's saying something about life.
呀，我们大家都很熟悉。若有人要跟从，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So it says, whoever desires life, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me.
然后我们看第二十五节。
Let us look at verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
Whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
耶稣来到世间是为了要奉命，不错。
Jesus came to earth to die indeed.
但是他送命是为了赐生命。
But to give up his life is also to give life.
这是复活与十字架的关系。
This is the connection between the cross and the resurrection.
然后马太福音下面一章第十七章。
And in Matthew 17,
主耶稣又一次跟门徒讲。
Once more he said to the disciples,
说人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。
He said the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of God, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up.
然后门徒就忧愁了。
And the disciples were sorrowful.
而且大大的忧愁。
Greatly sorrowful.
那同样我问大家一个问题，门徒为什么在这里大大的忧愁？
So the question is, why were the disciples exceedingly sorrowful?
他们听明白耶稣在前面那一章所讲的那个关乎生命的道理了吗？
Have they understood what Jesus was saying when it comes to the matter of life?
耶稣给他们讲很多次，他们都是当成耳旁风的。
Jesus has said it to them time and time again, and to them again, they fall on deaf ears.
而且同样他们忧愁也不是忧愁，哎，耶稣你怎么死还会活呢？他也不是忧愁这个事情。
They're not even saying, well, I'm sure sad that you're going to die, but sure, you're going to come back to life.
他们只忧愁，哎呀，耶稣你要被杀。
They are sorrowful over the fact that he's to be killed.
他们也看不到十字架后面的那个荣耀。
They cannot see the glory that lies behind the cross.
那到第二十节。
When it comes to verse 20.
那时候主耶稣带门徒上耶路撒冷去了。
And so this is when Jesus and the disciples were moving to Jerusalem.
这时候讲的更具体。
Here it is even more vivid.
啊，要被交给祭司长和文士。
That is going to be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes.
他们定他死罪，然后要被外邦人戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上。
That he's going to, they're going to condemn him to death. He's going to be delivered to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged.
然后说第三日人子要复活。
And the third day the Son of Man will rise again.
每一次给他们讲。
Each and every time he has told them,
他们都不明白耶稣所传的这个福音到底是什么。
The disciples have not understood what this gospel that Jesus is telling them is about.
马可福音当中有一处记载也很有意思。
And there's a very interesting record in Mark.
这个主耶稣跟门徒说我被杀以后第三天要复活。
He says to the disciples, after I'm killed, I'm going to be risen on the third day.
然后门徒呢不明白这话，他们又不敢问。
And so the disciples did not understand what he was saying, and yet at the same time they did not dare to ask.
马可福音当中还有另外一个地方有讲到。
And there's another portion in the Gospel of Mark.
他们听到耶稣讲要复活，然后他们不明白自己还是彼此之间还辩论，这个到底是指的什么意思。
They heard about the resurrection, and yet they didn't understand, and yet they debated among themselves what that meant.
然后我们来看马可福音十四章。
Mark 14.
主耶稣在这里呢说你们都要跌倒了。
Jesus says, you're going to stumble.
为什么呢？击打牧人羊就分散了。
Because when the shepherd is struck, the sheep will be scattered.
当主受死以后这些门徒他们都信心软弱了。
And there will be a time where the faith is weak.
然后你看后面这一节二十八节主耶稣说我复活以后。
But in verse 28, it says, but after I have been raised,
给他们继续还有吩咐的。
There is further instruction from Jesus.
彼得这个地方又是快人快语啊。
Peter again was quick with his word.
他说众人虽然跌倒我总不能跌倒。
Says, even if all are to make the stumble, yet I will not be.
那我请问大家后来彼得跌倒没有？
So I've been asked, did he stumble?
那主耶稣还没上十字架他就三次不认主哎。
Jesus has yet to be crucified and he denied Christ three times.
在注意十字架七言当中主耶稣在十字架上有讲一句话说成了对吧。
So there, of the seven last words of Christ, something he said, it's finished.
哎 it's finished, 这是成了的这个英文啊翻译成英文所讲的。
When it's translated from Chinese, it is finished.
主耶稣在十字架上没有说 I'm done.
Jesus did not say, I'm done.
我完了。
Or, I'm done. Instead, I'm devastated.
这个成了是完全不一样的意思啊。
To have it finished is of different meaning.
把他的荣耀要彰显出来。
That his glory is going to be shown.
好，那彼得为什么三次不认？
So why did Peter deny Christ three times?
因为对彼得来说他就觉得完了。
Because to Peter he's saying, I'm doomed.
没有希望了。
There's no more hope.
这个主也要被抓要被处死了。
So the Lord is captured, he's going to be executed.
他还是不懂这个复活呀。
He still did not understand what this resurrection is.
那么到马可福音十六章第十四节主复活以后这里就特别说明问题。
So in Mark 16, there is an explanation.
主复活以后向着十一个门徒显现。
He showed himself to the disciples.
主就责备他们不信心里刚硬。
And he rebuked them for not believing because of their hard heart.
责备他们什么呢？
What did he rebuke them?
主耶稣在世的时候就跟他们讲这么多次我要复活。
The fact that he has repeatedly told them that I'm going to come back to life.
他复活以后有人也看到了。
And even after my resurrection, there are eyewitnesses.
然后跟他们说我复活，这些人还不信。
And they told him, told his disciples that they've seen Christ, and yet they still did not believe.
你说这些门徒可怜不可怜啊？
So are these disciples in a pitiful state?
那我到底要传什么样的福音呢？
So what is the gospel that we are to proclaim?
主耶稣在跟犹太人对话的，在约翰福音里面。
Jesus was communicating with the Jews.
哇，他的一句话就把福音给讲出来了。
With one single statement, he was able to proclaim the gospel.
因为犹太人问他要神迹啊。
Because the Jews were asking him for a sign.
耶稣说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”
Jesus said, "You're going to destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up."
啊，因为对这些犹太人来说，那圣殿是他们的希望，是他们的核心呐。
For the Jews, the temple is the core of their lives. It is their hope.
耶稣就以他自己的身体为这个圣殿。
And so Jesus alluded to the fact that his body is the temple.
那当时门徒又是不明白。
And again, the disciples did not understand.
直到主死里复活以后，哦，他们才想起来这句话。
Until he came back from the dead and the disciples remembered that he had said such the truth.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章有这样讲。
In John 10, Jesus said this.
他说我将命舍去，好再取回来。
Says, I lay down my life so that I can take it up again.
没有人夺我的命去受自己舍的。
But no one takes my life from me, but is one that I give on my own.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
So I have the power to lay it down, I have the power to take it up again.
所以每一次我们在受难日礼拜五的这个敬拜到结束的时候。
So every Friday, at the close of our worship service,
都会和弟兄姊妹还包括来参加的朋友们提醒一句。
Every good Friday at the end of the service, we remind our brothers, sisters, and friends.
还没有结束。
It's not the end.
礼拜天回来。
Come back on Sunday.
那主复活了。
Because Christ is risen, the Lord is risen.
他把命舍了他再取回来。
He gave up his life, and he's going to take it up again.
到底什么是福音？
So what then is the gospel?
我们知道在约翰福音当中主耶稣已经讲过七次的我是。
In John 11, we understand that Jesus has made 7 I am statements.
这个约翰福音的主线呢就是两个七，一个是七次的我是，一个是七个神迹。
So within John, we see the theme of the 7 signs, we also see the theme of the 7 I am.
那在这七个我是当中呢有一个对中文圣经的阅读者来说是有一点难度和挑战。
So when it comes to one particular I am statement, for the Chinese readers, it can be of difficulty.
因为和合本的翻译它没有把它翻译成我是。
Because within the, CUB translation, there is not I am.
在和马大的对话当中耶稣是这样说的复活在我生命也在我。
In the conversation with Martha, in terms of the Chinese translation, it is translated as the resurrection is on me and the life is on me.
但若你去看这个英文版本的圣经，圣经就比较更清楚一点。
But if we read into the English translation, we see it as a clearer translation.
耶稣在原文原话当中呢，确实说 I am the resurrection and the life.
And Jesus in the original context 在原文当中，他确实说我就是那复活，我就是生命。
来到今天我们要看的这一段主题的经文。
And so into the theme passage for today.
哥林多前书十五章，我们要看第一到第十一节。
We're reading studying verses 1-11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
因为去年我们从十五章的第十二节开始看起的。
Last year we looked into verse 12.
我们讲的是如果死人没有复活。
So we're talking about what if the dead did not come back to life.
我们看了一些关于复活的证据。
So we're seeing evidences for resurrection.
那今天我们回到福音的本身。
And we come back to the gospel today.
使徒保罗在这里说，我如今把先前所传的福音告诉你们知道。
Jesus says, now I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you from the beginning.
然后他说这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
And it is by this,gospel that you have received that you stand.
然后后面他说你们也必因这福音得救。
And he says that you're going to be saved by this gospel.
然后从第三节到第四节。
Verses 3-4.
我当时所领受的传给你们的到底是什么呢？
What did I deliver to you from the beginning?
第一个是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
It is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了。
That he was buried.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And again, according to scriptures, he rose again on the third day.
有的弟兄姊妹知道这短短的一段。
There are some brothers and sisters who know that within this very concise passage.
实际上是教会历史上最早的福音信仰宣告。
It is the earliest gospel and faith statement, within church history.
而我们清楚地看到这么短短的两句话，它是以基督的复活为中心的。
And we see that within these two short statements, they center on Christ's resurrection.
他不单是为我们死，而且他为我们活。
Not only did he die for us, he came back to life for us.
我们可以清楚地讲，基督如果没有复活，就没有福音。
So we can clearly state this, if there is no resurrection of Christ, then there is no gospel.
而没有复活的所谓的福音，不是真正的好消息。
And a gospel that is without the resurrection is not a true good news.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。